Oh, my Wednesday night. Give it just a minute. All right, Stevie Wainwright, number one online tonight with us at Facebook Live, HBC. And there's my sweet bride, Miss Angie, checking in with us. And then there, she's right with me in the car there, so she can see me, so she can listen and talk to me all at the same time. And hey, Misty, I hope you and the Cobb clan are doing good tonight. Thank y'all for checking in. And there's Miss Christy Wainwright, keeping Steve in line, I'm sure. Has the toughest job I know. So thank you for checking in. And Miss Sarah right behind you with my friend John, I know probably close by if he's not taking a nap. So anyhow, we're so glad y'all are checking in with us tonight. We're going to give just a minute, as we do each time, to give folks time to sign on if they choose to. And join in with us. And there's Miss Lori. Hey, Miss Lori, hope you're having a good Wednesday and good week with your bunch. Hope everybody's well. And there's my friend Shelby, all the way from Georgia. Joel, just across the line, Georgia. We appreciate you checking in. Hope all your family's doing well. Continue to pray for y'all and lift y'all up before the Lord. Hey, good buddy Glenn, I hope you're doing good today. Hope you've had a good day. Thank you for checking in with us tonight here on Facebook Live Wednesday night. If you have prayer requests, praise reports you'd like to share with us, please do so. I don't have the greatest battery life here tonight, so hopefully it won't go out on us, but if so, we'll do the best we can. So thank y'all, everybody that's checked in. I think I've got everybody so far. If I miss anybody, I do not mean to. I just go by what shows up on our screen here. But we want to give you a minute to share any praise reports, any prayer requests before we dive right in and talking tonight. So yes, pray for the Fuller family. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. That's very important. Pray for them, lift them up. I know they need our prayers in a big way tonight. So thank you for reminding us, Christy. Any others you share with us, we'll get started here in just a second. Just want to give a minute for any requests or reports of praise. I tell you, been a beautiful day. We had some clouds in and out, but it's turned off real nice this evening. It was real nice out early this morning. So I hope that you've all had a good day, okay? And the Snow family also. There's Miss Angie talking about Dwayne Snow's mom and he's our friend, of course, and all his sisters and brother and all they have are our friends and their families. So do pray for the Snow family as well. Hey, Brenda and Cindy, thank y'all for checking in with us tonight also, okay? Well, we're going to just dive in and mention a couple of things before we get to what I always believe is the most important part, and that's what the Word says. All the other stuff we talk about is immaterial. But tonight, I'm coming from you from beautiful downtown Edwardsville, Alabama. This is, of course, a lot of where all of my spiritual roots are. Just inside that door is where I knelt and asked the Lord Jesus to save me. And it's also where I knelt and responded to the call of God to preach the gospel. So this is a very important geographical spot to me, as I'm sure you have many of those in your life and your spiritual journey. It means so very much. So we were looking for a location tonight and thought we'd just stop right here in Edwardsville and share with you and encourage you, okay? As you know, the Sunday school lessons are available already. Our student ministry and our children's ministry. Hey, Miss Libby, thank you for checking in with us tonight. Just saw you sign on there. Hope you and your family are doing well also. Children's ministry, student ministry have already premiered at 4:30 and 5:30 today. They are available on our Facebook page where you are. And then tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, tomorrow evening, our adult lesson will also be available. So I appreciate all those who are working and helping teach and those who are working to help in recording and all the extra work that goes into that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you're doing something very important, making Sunday school available to our entire church family, from children to students to adults. So thank you for all that you're doing, okay? So don't forget to take part in that. And throughout the rest of our time in what we're calling Phase 1, which started on May 24th, and we anticipate will go at least to July 31, that's one of the way the Sunday school lessons will be available, as well as our Sunday morning worships at 8:30 and 10:30. Encourage people, if at all possible and they're available and feel to come and be in-person worship if they possibly can. If not, the service will be streamed live. You can tell from our website now, heflinbaptist.org, there are multiple avenues to watch our service, not just Facebook Live, not just YouTube, but also Amazon Fire. There's Roku. There's all sorts of stuff out there that is available. Check the website out for that. Found out today, now our sermons are also available on Spotify. I'm a Spotify guy. I kind of like better than a lot of the music options out there. So Spotify has available those audio parts of the sermons, and then they're available on our website. You can get the podcast there also. So I appreciate so much. We're getting a new camera broke in, getting a lot of different things done, and just opening up opportunities and avenues to share the gospel, for which I am very, very grateful. Also, don't forget, you should get your Alabama Baptist today or tomorrow, which has our latest newsletter on the back page. If you're part of our HBC family and you're not getting the Alabama Baptist mail to your home weekly, please call the office, 256-463-2576, and share with us that you're not receiving it, and we'll get you added to that mailing list. It'll be very important. It helps you keep up with a lot of things, and also stuff that's going on around the state, okay? Let's talk about the Word just for a minute. I was reading this morning, and I shared this with Angie after I had read and talked about it. One of my favorite verses in Psalm 139, which I believe is a tremendous word from the Lord. He says in Psalm 139, verse 14, he says, "I will praise you." This is David speaking to God. He says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, see, what led up to that statement was what David talked about in verse 13, when he acknowledges that God is his divine creator. And he knew that God not only created him, but he covered him. Some translations say covered, and that word covered also translates means he knit him together. Like he sewed him in together in the ways that he really needed to be. Put things where they need to be and crafted his heart for the purpose of bringing glory to God. He understood something, and also we'll talk about in a minute, that Paul understood from the New Testament, is that there's a reality for all of us, and that is that God is the one who is making us into who we are. He not only crafted our physical features, the color of our eyes, the color of our hair, our skin tone, how tall we're going to be, and all that kind of stuff. Not only did he create those things and put that genetic code within us, but he also crafted us spiritually, that we would be born to serve him and to give him glory. But when I think about that, I shared with Angie the other day, I said, I believe that I've learned over the years, and I'm learning something really new, and I believe God teaches us something all the time. You say, this shouldn't be new, Brent, should have learned this a long time ago. But I believe it's very important how we talk to ourselves. Because, see, there's a world out there that doesn't always talk very nice to us, doesn't give many compliments. People are always quicker to criticize than they are to compliment. So the world's not really going to do a whole lot of that. But the Lord is good, and he is gracious, and he teaches us in his word the importance of us understanding how we talk to ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I've been guilty of not talking very good to myself sometimes, finding flaws and being critical of myself in many areas, and sometimes having unrealistic expectations that, you know, are not helpful, but often detrimental to our spiritual growth. See, if you're like me, you've been guilty of that sometimes, and you've been guilty of demeaning yourself and things like that. I do believe that when we're as selfless people that we're called to be, it doesn't mean that we should never think of ourselves, but we should think of ourselves less. We should put the needs of others ahead of us, of our own. I do understand that. But there's also very important about how we see ourselves through the eyes of God and not just through the eyes of ourselves or the eyes of the world. See, it's good to hold ourselves to high standards, and I hope you do that. We should hold ourselves to high standards of accountability and faithfulness to God. That is very good. It's important. It's good for us to have people around us that love us enough to hold us accountable to those high standards of righteousness. But it's very important that we guard against speaking hurtfully to ourselves. And I believe that's what the psalmist is talking about some here in Psalm 139. See, in times like we're going through right now, it's easy for us to find fault in a lot of things, and even in ourselves. As I've worked through this thing of the pandemic, and I've worked through seeking the Lord's guidance and seeking good counsel of those who are also learning the way through this thing, just like we all are, we often see that not everybody's making the same decisions. Everybody's doing things a little bit differently, and that's okay, because we have to do what's best for where we are and the people that we're responsible for. And that's what I'm looking at in this situation. You know, some will open back up small groups faster than we do. Some will open back up their children and student ministries earlier than we do, and that's okay. They have to do as God leads them. Some will do later. Some will do at the same time. But what we have to do is get our marching orders from the Lord, as does everyone else. So, you know, sometimes people will say we need to do this sooner, or we should have done that later. And the fact of the matter is, we're taking it one day at a time, learning as we go, and learning to lean on Jesus. So what does the Word have to say about us? He said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's some pretty strong language. Tony Evans said this. He said, you are not a mistake. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but you need to know that. Because God doesn't make mistakes. He goes on to say this, you are created in the image of God, according to Genesis 1:27, and you're created with a purpose and meaning, and that truth of knowing that you were created with a purpose and a meaning is to be the foundation for a person's self-worth and self-esteem. It's important we don't forget that. See, Paul told us something about the church. Let's take it just a step further. Let's talk about the blood-bought, born-again, redeemed church, the body of Christ. Paul took it a little further in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. If you remember, verses 8 and 9 tells us how we're saved, by grace, through faith, not of ourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then in verse 10, of that same chapter, he says, for you are his workmanship. Oh, I love that word, because workmanship literally means masterpiece. It means God's got his hand on you and you belong to him. He said, you are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That means that God is molding and making and fashioning us into the image, according to the word of God, Romans chapter 8, in the image of his dear son. See, you need to realize you're a work of art, and don't apologize for being one. And know this, the work that God began on you the day he saved you, if I could go right back into this door right here, right to that altar bench, and if that altar bench could speak, it could tell you of a day when Jesus Christ took my sin away through the blood of Jesus Christ. The work that God began in me on that day is a work that he will continue to do till he calls me home to glory. You know how I know that? Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it or perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. He who has begun a good work. And you know what? Regardless of where you were or what was going on in your life, when God saved you, either as a child or an adult, doesn't matter. It was a miraculous work of God through his grace. I'm going to tell you, it's amazing what God will do for us. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to keep doing that until he calls us home. And I'm grateful to tell you about that today. I want to close by telling you this. I started doing this just a few weeks ago because I want to be very honest with you. Through all a lot of the years and a lot of the stuff lately and all the stress and stuff that we've all been going through, I'd fallen into a little trap of beating myself up a little bit and talking to myself ways I shouldn't. And I tell you, that's a spiritual war. It really is. You don't think it is, but it is. I'm telling you it is. So every morning for the past couple of weeks, this is something God's done to help me. He's reminded me of Psalm 139, verse 14. And instead of looking in the mirror saying, finding every flaw about myself, finding everything wrong with how I didn't do good enough yesterday or last Sunday or the Sunday before, I began to take the word of God. Because here's the deal. It's Satan is telling us that our worth is no good. It's not God telling us that. So I look in the mirror now and I say these words, Psalm 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I was born to serve the Lord. Now go do it. Now that's what I want to say to you, and I want to leave you with tonight. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You were born to serve the Lord. Now let's just go do it. And let's trust Him to continue to perform that good work that He has started in us. Mine started right inside this door. I don't know where you're started, but wherever you're started, that work is one He's not going to quit till He takes you home. And you know what? When you get home, it's going to be worth it all. God bless you. I'm about to run out of battery, and I know y'all are thinking, "Woo, praise God. Maybe we should use this for Sunday and let Him run out of battery." Oh, no, we're going to recharge it by then, okay? But I look forward to seeing you. Check out your Sunday school lessons, children, student, adults, is tomorrow night. Check out your Sunday school lesson. Encourage your teacher. Let them send them a note. I mean, make a comment. Let them know that you believe in them and you thank them for doing what they're doing. And on Sunday morning at either 8:30 or 10:30, I look forward to seeing you in person if you're able to come. If not, keep watching online. Let us know you're there and know that you're loved, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless. Have a great Wednesday evening. I look forward to seeing you this weekend.